cannot remember a time when I did not want to be an artist. That sounds weird, but my mom said from the time I was able to hold a pencil in my hand, I started drawing and scribbling. I mean, even when I was like three, I remember in three and four, I drew. That's just what I did, you know, all the time. And I even drew a giant orange man on our porch floor. I got it really early, and I was 4 years old. I will not forget it because my mom stood over me while I scrubbed it off with a scrub brush the next day. But it was in crayon, and it went from one corner of the porch to the other. So, but I love it. I just always have. For me, it's like I like to create little stories. And, you know, even if I'm doing a portrait of, whether it's a commission portrait or the ones I just have fun with, like I call them rock and roll portraits. I love music. It just inspires me so much. And I just love to paint musicians even. I thought that's just a lot of fun. And even those in my head, there's something going on. You know, when I people always go, the eyes on your portraits are amazing. There's so much going on. It's just because I'm feeling it when I paint it, even if I'm making it up. You know, I did a portrait of Paul McCartney. I mean, I have no idea what mood he was in when that photo was taken. I don't know what was in his head, but for me, when I look at it, it evokes some kind of emotional response, and that's what goes into the portrait. Somebody told me the other day, he's actually a film director, and he was looking at my artwork, and he looked at my, I do a lot of architectural renderings. That's how I actually earn money. he was looking through those, and he kept zooming in on, like, the people, because, you know, you always put people in, especially in an interior, because you want to give it scale. And he said, your people, he said, this is so wild. He said, I could frame any one of these, and it's a shot, because there's stuff going on. This person's, and I do. I mean, when I do it, I compose it, of course, you know, so that it's pleasing to the eye. But also, in my head, it's like these people are having a conversation about this. This person's, you know, talking to that person and noticing that person walking by. And it just makes it more interesting, I think, overall, for me as well. But, you know, for the people who are looking at it.
Did you ever do any schooling to help you learn how to be an artist? Okay,
yes.
So it wasn't just self-taught?
No. My parents were great. When I was, I think, 11, they started letting me, and this was a long time ago because I'm middle-aged, way middle-aged. They let me ride the bus from our house, which was, you know, south of Atlanta, and they let me ride the bus all the way to the High Museum on Saturdays and ride it back home again, and I took classes there. They had classes for young artists, and I did that every Saturday for, I don't know, a couple of years probably. You know, it was only like for, you know, a few months a year, but still, that really, it kind of really got me going. And then when I went to high school, I went to Woodward Academy, and I went to the Governor's Honors Program in art. There, I had an excellent art teacher. Her name was Lynn Ferris, she was an inspiration to me, and she also had to crack the whip because, I wouldn't have gotten stuff in. And between her and my mom, it was like I finally, you know, got my stuff into Governor's Honors. But and I was one of the youngest people because I was only in the 10th grade. Normally it's for juniors. And I went, you know, at a young age, and I was the first student at Woodward to go to Governor's Honors in art. There have been a lot since then because now they have an amazing fine arts program. But at the time, that wasn't the case, so that was pretty cool.
What kind of attitude or what kind of atmosphere artistically does Atlanta have for painting or artists more
right.
So than music?
Well, I would say I think parts of it are good, and I am not here. See, I'm someone who has not yet gotten into a gallery, so I'm not part of that world yet. And so I don't really think I can comment on it. You know, I have met some really wonderful people, some very encouraging people. I've done the art show every year at and I can't remember the name of the school, Trinity School. They have Spotlight on Art, and it's kind of a big show. Steve Penley got his start there. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's kind of huge. He painted Britain's prime minister a couple of years ago. He's really great. Anyway, he should pay me for that, by the way. it's a big show, and I've done that for like the last couple of years, and I've had a lot of really good feedback from people there and encouragement, you know, and, wow, you know, you should be in a gallery and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, let's see, you know.
I remember in an interview a long time ago, Keith Richards was asked whenever it comes to making, whenever it comes to making a song, he goes, well, you know what? I always look at it, there's a box of silence. And every, you know, you add little things here. You add a little guitar here. You add a little vocal here. This.
You compose.
And then, yes. So on a much more obvious level, you have a blank, whether it's a piece of paper, a canvas,
board,
whatever it
yeah.
is you use. How do you go from blank canvas to done?
You start, like Keith Richards says, you got to start somewhere, you know? And, well, you have an idea, and then you start, you know, with a part of it. And for me, it's like I add parts, and I will subtract and add as I go. It's like a puzzle. I was trying to explain this to somebody sometime. I said, people think painting is just fun and easy. Well, I love it. I mean, yeah, it's what I do. But it is an intellectual process where you are, even if, say, if I'm painting something that I'm looking at, I'm still adding and subtracting. I want to make it interesting. I want to make it, you know, vibrant. And I want it to be well composed, obviously. I want the colors to work and do what I want them to do. And it is, like he said, it's a matter of you just add, and if that doesn't work, you take it away, add here. And, you know, and when you've been doing it a while, it becomes instinctive, but, gosh, I mean, we still screw up all the time. Yeah, but the thing about that is, even if you do something that's not, quote, right, you just keep working. I mean, it's like there's nothing that you do, really, that you cannot undo. So that's the way I look at it, because people will go, gosh, you're so fearless, you know, because I do, like, paintings in front of a crowd and stuff. I'm like, yeah, really, you can fix anything. So it's just kind of knowing that, you know, you can kind of go into it with more confidence.